For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team moved to 7-2 with a win last week at home over Southwest. Head on the road this weekend at Northern State. We're joined by sophomore quarterback Brandon Ault. Set the Beavers' single-season career record for touchdown passes with two games to go. Brandon, congratulations.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Six touchdowns each of the last 2 weeks is just gaudy. I believe, to steal the quote from Coach Bolte, you had a lot of toys in the toy box at your disposal. A lot of guys to pick from. On one hand, how do you keep them all happy?
I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, they're not selfish guys. I mean, each one of us just want to go out and win. I mean, it doesn't matter how, who gets the touchdowns. I mean, it's fun spreading it out, but I mean, it really doesn't matter to them. But I'm just happy that I have those guys on my side, on my team, and I'm grateful that they go make plays.
Do you feel like you can just chuck the ball up there and your guy's coming down with it?
Yeah, I mean, we don't base our offense off that, but when it comes down to it, I have a pretty good feeling that they're coming down with it, yeah.
So Malik Williams also is not too far away from the BSU record as well. He has been on a tear as of late. The one in particular, the game winner at Duluth, I don't know how he stayed in bounds. I don't know how he made the first guy miss, the second guy miss, or the third guy miss. What kind of a connection do the two of you have?
Hey, Malik Williams, he's a special guy. Works his tail off. So proud of him to see where he's came. But I mean, it's who he is. He makes plays, really. I mean, when he came in to Bemidji, we knew that he was a special kid. And I remember our first spring game, we got the ball in his hands and he was just making people miss. So we could see a little sneak peek from that. And and like I said, though, it's just an awesome guy to have on our offense. And you get the ball in his hands and you can see what happens. So we're very grateful to have him. And I just hope the best for him. Yeah.
The BSU program has been built off of defense first. Second thing, built on an offensive line. And yeah. Yet you look at who your offensive line is this year and it's all freshmen and sophomores. It's crazy how good they've become. And they're all backups because all the starters got hurt throughout the course of the year. Mm-hmm. How much confidence do you have in that group right now?
A lot. I mean, I love those boys up front. I mean, they protect me. They work their tail off on and off the field, and they're a very smart group. And you can see as games go on, they get more comfortable with each other. Communication's a lot better, a lot smoother. And like I said, they're just really hardworking guys, and they love playing together. And they love protecting me back there, and they trust me, and I trust them. So it's a huge part.
A justifiable concern, I think, on a lot of people's part was, okay, you guys go beat Duluth for the first time in forever. Maybe there's a letdown the next week. It obviously didn't happen. Was that topic addressed though by the team of, hey, let's make sure we don't slip up here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, every game's important this year. So, and we've known, I mean, from the beginning of the season that each game, we don't know what kind of team we play. Every team's playing good each week. So we prepare our hardest each week. Doesn't matter who it is. So, I mean, right after Duluth, we knew let's just keep it rolling. So that's kind of what we did. And we came out pretty strong against Southwest, and we just want to keep rolling into Northern.
Northern also at 7-2. This has the makings of a doozy. This is why you play college sports, right?
It is. Yep. Yeah, literally.
How do you keep emotionally level and not too wrapped up in the moment?
I mean, just thinking, it's just another game. Like we each said, I mean, each week is going to be a big week. So it doesn't matter who we play. We're going to treat this week just as Duluth week, as it was Mankato, as it was Augie. So really doesn't matter. Just going 1-0 each week and preparing our hardest and just going and letting it roll on Saturday.
You know what's in store for you if you are able to win this week against Northern. It sets up a finale of for sure winning your end of the playoffs. Beavers have never been there. What would it mean to you? As much adversity as you've been through in your career here of potentially being the guy that leads you to the playoffs first.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that's our goal. Our goal is to make it to playoffs and make it to a national championship. That's what we work for all year, all off season, and it feels good to see that we're on track. But I mean, we're not done. We still got to go out this week, prepare, and get the job done Saturday. So there's really no playoffs. Just can't get it done Saturday.
Does just looking at scores each week solidify the fact that we can't look ahead, because this league has just been crazy this year?
Crazy. It is. Yeah. I mean, each week we know that each score at the end of the game of each team, it's going to be surprising. And each team plays hard, and you don't know what the outcome is going to be of each game. So it's just comes down to preparing no matter what. But this season's been pretty crazy with how things have been going.
I'm only slightly joking here with this question. You've been here forever. How many degrees are you going to have under your belt by the time you're done playing?
It'd be nice to have two, but I'm almost done with my exercise science right now. And if not two, I'll be picking up some minors. So, no, I'm having a great time here, and I'm just blessed to have that opportunity to play.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Thanks so much, Brian.